This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'hdihi wa nasta'afiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والارحام ان الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اما بعد عباد الله All praise due to Allah and his praise and blessings and peace be upon our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam his family his companions and his followers until the day of judgment I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, an Imam Bukhari rahimahullah and others reported the hadith and regarding something happened during one of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's battles. في إحدى غزوات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاءنا هكذا خبر عابر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سابق عائشة فسبقت. That the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم in that journey, he raced with Aisha and she won the race. She was faster than him. He led the army to move and he ran with her to race with her. What really strike me about this narration, the timing of the narration. That this took place during one of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's battle, while he's facing enemies, while the situation is critical, while the emotions are very tense, so much risk, people might die, people might be Muslim might be defeated. You know, just think about all the dangerous things that surrounding the war and the battlefield. Yet the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam find that time to have this type of activity with his spouse sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that took me back to look at the Quran and the story of the prophets and messengers and their struggles. فَمَذَا آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ بَعْدَ الْأَكْلِ مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَيُّ مُصِيبَةٍ أَعْظَمْ مِنْ أَنْ يُهْبَطَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ Adam, after he ate from the tree, and what can be worse than being expelled from Jannah to be sent down to earth? استمتع بالحياة وعاش وتجول وأنجب. He lived his life, and he carried the message to his children, and he had his children, and he raised his grandchildren, and so on. وهذا إبراهيم يخرج من النار فيضرب في الأرض طولا وعرضا هو وزوجته وابن خالته ويذهب إلى مصر ويبتلى فيها ثم يستقر في البلد التي اختاره الله لها أكرم البلاد وأعزها وهي أرض فلسطين إبراهيم عليه السلام look at his life the majority of his adulthood suffering in Iraq And you know the story how he was thrown in fire, then he escaped Iraq to be, going around, going to Egypt and how the trial in Egypt, the king of Egypt tried to take away his wife and he ended up in the land that Allah have chosen for him. And he referred to it, the blessed land, the chosen land by Allah, which is Palestine. And in Jerusalem. Yet, He lived his life. He had his wife, وَتَسَرَّ بِهَاجَرْ And he had Hajar, and he had from Hajar his son Ismail. And he took them to Mecca. And you know the story. And he used to come to visit his family in Mecca while he's with his family in Palestine. Yusuf alayhi salam. And you know the story of Yusuf and all the trials and calamities that he went to, through. From thrown in a dark hole, which is the well, to another dark hole, which is the cell. But yet, even inside this jail, he used to feed people, he used to interpret the dreams, he used to interact with people. Then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a big responsibility to run one of the biggest economy and country at that time, which is Egypt. Musa alayhi salam. His life became upside down after he left Egypt. And it was very hard for him to leave his people and to move to a land which is a stranger. Not only that, and he moved and he lived his life. Not only that, that he spent 10 years of his blessed years, 10 سنوات من عمره المبارك. He did not hesitate to give it as a mahar, as a dowry for the woman that he's marrying. Today, Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also many stories I can share. I'm saying this because what we see happening around us in our country and outside our country, in the world. And alhamdulillah, many of us, in a personal level, in no way near any type of test that our brothers and sisters going through in many different parts in the world, especially in Palestine today. Yes, we are hurt. Yes, we are feeling the pain, but that's very different than someone is there now. When you see a family of five family, each family is about 20 people or 15 people sharing one tent with no bathroom. For God's sake, us, we lose electricity for just a couple of hours or a day or half a day. We're paralyzed. But when you think about what's happening around us and the change that's happening, you must, as a community, as an individual, as Muslims, as American Muslims as well, is to know and to be aware of all these changes and what will keep you on the straight path, keep you alive, keep you not changed in the wrong direction or to lose, you know, direction, sense of direction. Because in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though the hadith there is weakness in it, but the concept is absolutely correct. قال أيام يكون الحليم فيها حيرانا. A days will come where wise, patient people will be confused, don't know how to manage. While all these distractions our president doing, from Panama to Greenland, to the crazy proposal, stupid actually, crazy proposal about Gaza. While we are all distracted with this, he's undoing so many of the foundation of our democracy in our country today. While people just distracted with these distractions. And a deep change. And it will be naive if you think that this change can lead to something better. As some people were so naive of thinking that he is the savior of America. In any case, what I'm saying is what I'm worried about. With all these pressures, with all these things that's happening at once, while individually, we don't control much of the narrative. We don't have much power. What I don't want us what happened to us, is to lose sense of direction. Is to lose the ability of recognizing what's right and what's wrong. If a young man never really understood the whole conflict in Palestine, said, what's wrong with, you know, that's right, Gaza is so messed up and it's so destroyed. You know, what's wrong with people in Gaza go live in a nice place? Nice place, nice try. Have you visited Palestinians' camp in Lebanon? Have you visited Palestinians' camp in many places around the world? I met personally a brother who sneaked in a speedboat from Palestine decades ago. At that time in Gaddafi in Libya. He said, I ran away and I went to Libya and I lived there. And I found them in a fence in the desert. We're only allowed to move, to go to the public, to mix with the public. Wednesday, they take us in bus. Every Wednesday. He said, I sold everything I own in that time, just to escape. Thinking that, you know what, I'm going to outside. He said, I lived for 3 or 4 years in that camp. It was the worst 3-4 years of my life. I gathered money and I took another speedboat to smuggle me back to Gaza. I said, it's much better than living there. As if those people of this land have no ownership. Can you imagine if you come to people in Clear Lake and said, you know what, we're going to send you to, you know, Costa Rica or like some, not even Costa Rica. You know, like sending you to some random country to live. That's a sign of weakness. وَيُقْضَى الْأَمْرُ حِينَ تَغِيبُ تَيْمٌ وَلَا يُسْتَشْهَدُونَهُمْ حُضُورُ. That we became so weak that we are never consulted when we are witnessing the incident, and we're never asked to join when the decision is made in our absence. And it doesn't matter, you are on the table, not on the table, you have no opinion. Again, I would like the message that I can't talk about the pain a lot, but we all have that pain. And if you don't have that pain, you need to be aware of the amount of change that's happening around the world. But what is more important, believe me, is you don't change. And make sure you hold into your deen, to hold to what is right and what is wrong. Personally, I know the amount of resilience that our brothers and sisters in Palestine have shown. Recently, somebody was in Qatar and told me, he went and he visited the government of Qatar. They have a hospital in the area for all the people who've been, you know, injured in this recent war. Most of them lost one of their limbs. He said, Wallahi Sheikh Waleed, Qatar is a Gulf country, you know, a lot of money, a lot of good hospital, good place. He said, not a single family, Sheikh, I met. And as all of them said, we can't wait to go back. Not a single family. So I know that there is an amount of resilience unbelievable. What I'm worried about us is to lose hope. And it's instead of looking at this crisis, for you to be the crisis. When you lose your iman, when you lose your sense of direction, when you start doing things which is wrong, complicate things much worse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all of us.
Ameen.
And give, make us hold into our deen until we die. While he's pleased with us. أقول ما سمعت ما استغفر الله لي ولكم تستغفرون. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is coming soon. So I advise myself and all my brothers and sisters to make sure that you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot. اللهم بلغنا رمضان. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us witness the month of Ramadan. وَأَعِنَّ فِيهِ عَلَى ذِكْرِكُ وَشُكْرِكُ وَحُسْنِ عِبَادَتِكُ. And help us to perfect our ibadah, perfect our siyam, to do the best of our ability to please you, Ya Allah, and to be grateful and thankful to you during this month. So make sure that you increase your dua, increase your salah, salam ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prepare yourself for this month. And if there is any missing days from last Ramadan, make sure that you make them up before Ramadan comes. Don't wait until Ramadan comes a day, Shaykh, I have a day or two, have not made it up yet, what should I do? Unless your health will not permit you to do so, you can feed in this case. If this illness, well, you don't expect to be healed from it, you can feed for each day you missed a meal. And if you expect, inshallah, soon to be cured from it, even after Ramadan, you can make up these days you missed from last year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give strength and sabr and grant victory to those who are unfairly, unjustly treated around the world, especially our brother and sister of Palestine. Allahumma ansurhum ala man khadalahum wa adahum wa zalamahum ya dhal jalali wal ikram. اللهم إنا نسألك يا حي يا قيوم أن تقر أعيننا بنصرة هؤلاء المظلومين. اللهم آمنهم في ديارهم، اللهم آمنهم في ديارهم، اللهم أصلح ولاة أمور المسلمين، اللهم عدلهم أو بدلهم بخير منهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا نسألك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أرحم الراحمين أن تقينا وأولادنا وبيوتنا وجاريتنا من شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. أنزل رحمتك ولطفك وغناك وفضلك علينا في هذا المسجد وهذه الجارية يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اغفر ذنوبنا وارحم ضعفنا يا أي حي يا قيوم، واستر عوراتنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا، اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه، وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.